Sharaya Yavahaya Indho Yusil Namaya Yandhaya Yusil Niven Heya Shaya Yambhaya Soya Yusho Yuguya Shaya Loho Yamheya Yamhaya Taya Yamheya Yamhaya Yamhaya Soya Yamhaya
Oh, yeah. Please be or listen to precious holy Buddha Dharma within the motivation called the Bodhicitta, That's the artistic intention. However, I have to attain the supreme, complete, and perfect enlightenment or the state of Buddhahood for the purpose or the benefits of all dear Mother Sentient Beings as well as space.
The Maitreya Buddha or the Maitreya Buddha's Bodhisattva said in his root text called the Abhisamaya Alamkara, he said that the Bodhicitta or the artistic intention is that for the benefits of all sentient beings. Because of that, in order to attain the supreme enlightenment, chidang chanju sum yobari, nidivi chanju, rangegi chanju, tepa chimbi chanju, ti nani, ane tepa chimbi, ane chanju di, maranzu, tarlubi, tabja himbari. There are three enlightenments, the enlightenment which achieved by those sarvaka or the listener, and the enlightenment which is the object or the ultimate goal of the solitary realizer or the Pratyeka Buddha, and the enlightenment which is the achieved of those bodhisattva or the person of the great vehicles. So what we call here the ultimate enlightenment is that enlightenment the Mahayana persons, the great vehicle persons, final achievements, that what we call here the great enlightenment.
Tendabe, she topja lana maybe, chenju, lana neba to topa chebala, and the gudubu worry, the guzoni, chenju semiri, and chenju semda, jebe, doni dobe sherabi, the green body. So the as our ultimate goal is the supreme enlightenment, perfect enlightenment, complete enlightenment. What are the causes of those complete enlightenment? The main cause, what we call the bodhicitta, and then the altruistic intentions. And with that, the wisdom which realizes the emptiness. Therefore, those both the bodhicitta and the wisdom realize realizing the emptiness, those are the main cause to attain the supreme enlightenment. Among them, the main, real main cause is the bodhicitta. Therefore, the bodhicitta is a very precious, very holy. Because of that, the Indian bodhisattva Shantideva once mentioned that the Therefore, the Bodhisattva Shantideva said that, oh, the Bodhicitta is precious, Bodhicitta is holy. The Bodhisattva who generated the Bodhicitta, all the artistic intentions, he paid homage and then prostrate to the Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva is a great being if we compare to us. If I harm to other person, or if the other person harm to me, what I do, I will take the challenge and attack to him or her. Because of that, I'm ordinary sentient beings. So someone who is a bodhisattva, and that person never harmed to the other persons, whether the person speaks a bad speaking to that bodhisattva, whether a person attacked from his body to that bodhisattva will never harm to him, challenge to him or her. Instead of that, he will dedicate his happiness, he will dedicate his the whatever profit to that sentient beings who attacked him, who harmed him. Therefore, the Bodhisattva is a great being. You have listened to many dharma from the masters. I just remember or reflection or recalling in your mind what you have listened to dharma in the past. Last time we are here at how to explain the dharma to other sentient beings. And then with the good motivations, if we can, the motivations like the Kadamba Gyeshe Potoba, the motivations or the thoughts, purpose to attain the enlightenment of those sentient beings who listen to the dharma. It refers to the other text that I am the person to attain the enlightenment. And then also the Dharma listeners, they also need the attainment through the listening, through the contemplation, through the meditations. Therefore, there is nothing requirements or offering to me. And then please don't bind and tie with those the mundane offering and the materials. Then with the good motivations, the bad motivation, the motivation with the bodhicitta, and you should be listening to the dharma, I should be taught the dharma with these motivations. If we have this wonderful, precious, holy motivations, then the great master often said that the Tepa Chimbe Chi Sum Masondi, Chenju Gisim Yumera Rale Varis, Sum Batar Enichi, Chenju Gisim Gila Yoba Inani, Sim Lak Teba Inani, Chi Sim Bat Tepa Chimbe Chi Sutuori, Kisi Chenju Gisim the Matebe, Rang Chibutin and Chisambe Nyambaina, and Nitevi Chi Sutuori. And then she said, Togo Damsum Tendonian, she was sent by Nani, and she chose to Walmart, Lama from the Sumba Tendonian. Therefore, whether the Dharma goes to the Mahayana Dharma, or whether Dharma goes to the practice of the great vehicle, it really depends on the motivation called the bodhicitta and the artistic intentions. Therefore, the great master quite often says and make up our motivations. If our motivations with the purpose of all mother sentient beings, then this the dharma goes to the Mahayana dharma, Mahayana practice. If our motivation just for the nirvana or the ultimate happiness, and then the dead dharma goes to the Hinayana teachings or the dharma. It's very sad, quite sad, that poor and sad, that if our motivation just for this life, the reputation of this life, the materials of this life, the happiness of this life, not for next life, not for nirvana, not for the supreme enlightenment, then that motivations for just this life, then it doesn't grow to the dharma. Therefore, at the beginning, the motivation with the bodhicitta is very important. When somebody has response to talk the dharma, teach the dharma, he or she should be very clean, and then very clean and nice, dress up in order to inspire or interest those listeners with the very good robes, clean robes, good dress. With this one activities or the actions, how you are going to explain the dharma. Uh, Here it says, Jawanya Chiyu Cheshin, Tsangra Tantembe, Kwe Tsangma Kwe De Tsangshi Yudon Weme Sajosun, Chiyu Tila, Chida Tiena Kwenye, and then sit on the teaching throne, sit there, and reciting the mantra to purify those, the demons or the obstacles, reciting the mantra, as we recite this morning, the Tiyata Gadigade Paravade Parasangade Bodhisattva, and then other, sometimes the great masters, those recite the Akasamarada Shatara Samarayave, Akasamarada Shatara Samarayave, Akasamarada Shatara, reciting this mantra in order to pacify those obstacles. It refers to one sutra. And then after that, Shinji Dang Rabdu Sil, Tenebe Yanla Peda, Tensi, Runda Dembra Shede, Tameshi Pema Karbule, Kede, Kede Tadu Tabo Mebani, Nazo Tende, Nimbe, Tamia Tene, Shevala Sova, Sunga Imbari. So, with these preparations, with the motivations, the actions, and then how to preach the Dharma, not a person like me. The person who preach the Dharma, it should be very smart, very nice, like the Prince Chandra, Prince Chandra, like the Guru Atisha, who is really handsome, to watch again and again to him. That's true, when the Prince Chandra once met the son of Sudarsa, and then son of Sudarsa watching to his the face of the beautiful handsome prince, watch again and again to his face, because of that the passion, the result of the passions. With this, someone who taught the Dharma, preached the Dharma, always should be a very smart or very intelligent, very intelligent, and be smart to inspire those Dharma listeners too. Then the topic of the Dharma, for example, this morning I just repeat a little bit about the Bodhicitta too. So here it says the Tenyebe Yanla Peda Denzi Da Lunda Dembashides. So the great scholar Master Tsongkhapa, when he preached about the Bodhicitta, then the great scholar Tsongkhapa explained the Bodhicitta with the example. And then the reason, and it refers to the stanzas or the speech of those scholars like the Arya Asanga, Buddha, Maitreya, and so on, refers on those qualified speech. And then with this is the how to teach the Dharma. So may I short read the verses in English? It's a little bit easier to me to explain the Dharma. And here it says, with what sort of thoughts and behavior you should explain the teaching, with regard to your thoughts, develop the this we have done. I want to repeat this. With regard to your behavior, wash and make yourself clean. Then, after putting on unsoiled clothing, sit upon the teaching's seat and cushion in the place that is clean and attractive. It is said in the Quotations of Sukratamati Sutra that if you recite the mantra for overcoming demons, then demons and deities of the demon class within the deities 100 leges will not come. They cannot obstacle the wrong limit, long distance. Even they cannot obstacles to us. Even they do come. They will be unable to cause difficulties. Therefore, recite the mantra, then with a radiant face, right? With a radiant face. Teach using the explain, reasons and scriptural citations or the verses, and other accessories for ascertaining the meaning. Because of that, you have to understand the meaning of the bodhicitta. So, in order to understand the meaning of the bodhicitta, then that's the spiritual speaking or spiritual talking, too, not an ordinary talking, not a business talking, too, or not a political talking, too. That's other talking. Even in the business and then field of the grammar, politics, we need the examples. We need a sample. Of course, in the spiritual teaching, we need explain in order to understand the meaning. We need the reasons, sign, and the scriptural citation in order to understand the meaning of the bodhicitta and the and emptiness and so on. The other accessories for ascertaining the meaning, the Lotus Sutras. It refers to the Lotus Sutras. Lotus Sutra says, the learned always give without jealousy. Sweet Sanjin teaching with the manifold meaning. Having truly cast aside laziness as well, they are not dispirited to repeat teachings again and again. The learned give up all that is repugnant and cultivate the power of love towards those around them. So the response of the Dharma teacher who speaks the Dharma also needs the love and the compassion to those who are listeners. It's very difficult to me, such a very loving kindness and compassion. Of course, the great loving kindness is very difficult to me. Day and night, they cultivate the supreme teaching using millions of examples. They learn bring joy and delight to those listening to their teaching. They never have the slightest desire for worldly gain. So it's difficult to me. I mentioned last time too. They never have the slightest desire for worldly gain. Like the Geshe Potowa example. I never have the desire for the worldly gain, offering, reputations. Even one precious stone offered to the Geshe Potowa, 100 precious stone or the jewelry, he don't mind. He don't have any desire to those materials. Such a person like me is very difficult. Desire is very easy to arise to me when object is close. I would like to see how beautiful that object is. If the music is very sweet, then I wake up my ear and listen those wonderful music, the music of piano, the music of guitar, and I may stop where I'm walking to listen those music, because it's very easy to arise the attachment to those. Here as the time of the teachings, the Dharma, and it's very difficult to control my those attachment, hatred, and so on from the students. So the Geshe Podoba is the best, one of the best example for me, and also the great Lama's scholar, Lama Tsongkhapa, and our spiritual masters. Those never have a slight attachment to the offering and repetition, so on. Not thinking of substance, hearts, or soft foods or drinks, of clothing and bedding and religious shops, and or even of the medicine to cure an illness. They take nothing at all from those listening to their teaching. Rather, the learned always think, may I myself and all living beings achieve Buddhahood. The Geshe Potowa and great Master Lama Tsongkhapa, they are this master. Rather, they learn all things, may I myself and all living beings achieve Buddhahood. And whatever teaching I impart in order to help the world, it is completely favorable condition for my happiness. That's just happiness. Condition of happiness, someone who listens to the Dharma, and then if they attain the enlightenment, that's the purpose of the Dharma master. After that, differentiating between those to whom you should and should not explain the teachings. That's the fourth part of how to explain the Dharma. Last time I mentioned about when you talk the Dharma, then be contemplate upon how those benefits of explaining the Dharma, someone who is responsible to teach the Dharma, someone who is responsible to listen the Dharma, then be think that what are those benefits of listening the Dharma, advantage of listening the Dharma. And then after that benefit, and somebody George the Bishop, then be respect to the Buddha Shakyamuni, and then respect to the teachings, and then preach the Dharma. After that, the motivations, and then it comes again here, the behavior of how to explain the Dharma. So then such a, when I'm thinking upon those qualities, then it's not easy to explain the Dharma. It's not easy to be a qualified Dharma teacher. It says that I myself like a doctor too, and you are like an illness person, and the Dharma like a medicine, and may the Buddha Shakyamuni is a qualified person or reliable person, enlightened person, and then may the Dharma remain very long. These are the thoughts of how to explain the Dharma. And with this addition, be loving kindness to those sentient beings with equality. That's difficult to me. Maybe I'm partial to those students too. It's really difficult to explain the Dharma with these qualities. This morning I mentioned about the... then after that, how to explain the Dharma. So... you are not the new Dharma listeners. You know the many the spiritual way and the path. Here today, I talk about the path to enlightenment, the stage to enlightenment. Sure. Then there's another. Chenju Yisen Rinpoche, Tab Nyi Yusari, Tab Chini, Jundian Mengadun. How to generate the bodhicitta? There are two processes. One process, what we call the instructions of the cause and result, which instructions comes from the lineage master of the Maitreya, Arya Asanga, and through that to the Shri Nagarjuna, Shri Devamkara, or the Guru Adishams. This is the one way. And then another way, what we call the through lineage through the Manjushri and the Bodhisattva Shantideva. Through that, the exchanging self and others. How to exchange the self benefits and the benefits of the others. How to exchange the self happiness and then happiness of the others. This is one another method how to generate the bodhicitta. Those are the two methods. Someone who wants to be a bodhisattva, then that's a door to enter the great vehicle. Chenju Yisem, Ma Ke Ben Wei La Ya, Chenju Yisem, Lo Jiang Wei La Ya, Yang Chi, 지 코알라 니준께 고월 코알라 니준께 뱅을라야 에너지 어 렌데다 겸조다 지와미다 벌써 봤다 삼고고서리 therefore in order to attain and then training those minds to generate the bodhicitta there are also other conditions what we need what we require before that we have to thinking upon the suffering of the general samsara so the suffering of the general samsara in samsara what types of suffering there therefore Shakyamuni Buddha taught the four noble truths at the beginning he taught about the suffering the general suffering of the samsara so then you quite remember those the six types of the samsara suffering so we experience those samsara suffering if we are the ordinary beings we experience those samsara suffering when we go to the supermarket mall restaurant pulled by our attachment desire we want to buy something we could not buy it we missed to buy it and then when we are in the house we are suffering by that types of suffering and also it says that in the samsara whatever happiness is the samsaric happiness it's not the ultimate happiness it can be changed samsaric friend is not the ultimate friend samsaric cloth is not the ultimate cloth whatever we experience the samsaric materials and things is it changeable is it not reliable through this we try to generate the what called the in Tibetan we say the nyingi samba in English the thought of renunciation so you think again and again with the reason with the example as the great scholar Tsongkhapa said refers to the sutra again and again to generate the thought of renunciations and then that thought of renunciations how the recycle in this samsara then it helps supports it invites it induces it drives to help the arise the bodhicitta so before that renunciations or nyajung disamba before that thought of renunciations the subject about the negative karma positive karma what are those negative karma and positive karma and before that the great scholars in Kepa preached about those the triple gems to the Buddha Dharma Sangha and the Guru also Buddha Dharma and Sangha he expressed about that and what are the qualities of that those three jewels and so on and before that the particular the suffering of the samsara what is the particular suffering of the samsara where the particular living beings experience the particular or the specific suffering then so on ji yan ko wa che ga ni min sam yin de sam ba la ne nyen de du me sam yin bo re nyen de nya wa ji da ten de sum min ba re an te da ji la ji nya wa ji da ten de sum la ne be en de wa te da ji du me pa do ne ba nam go ya re what you call the lower realm to what you call the lower realms of the or the existence of the hell beings the lower realms of the preta or the hungry ghosts and the lower realms of the animal living beings so those what we call the existence of the lower realms and then those sentient beings we call the sentient beings of the lower realms and we should think contemplate about those suffering and the sentient beings of the hell being they always feeling suffering day night week month even this suffering very tremendous suffering the hot temperature the cold temperature the different types of the lower realms of the the hell beings and those hungry ghosts they always thirst hungry and they are obstacles to eat the food and drinks they're suffering and the animal living beings they attack each other they kill the animals living beings they kill each other there's no explain with the reason you we understand what the animals being in the oceans, what animal being in the jungle, and domestic animal, what they experience the suffering, we understand. So, therefore, whenever then the song Zalama Kumba Soji, she Sunju, the same gentleman, the Dewa Dewa, the Dume, Midiba, Sumbainsa, Maranzo, and she, the unit Dewa Dewa, and Midibani, and Dume Yimbari. Therefore, we listened many times, the great master, they said, all the sentient beings has the equal feeling. What is the equal feeling? They, all the sentient beings, they don't need the suffering. Even a dream, even a bad repetition or the talk, they don't need. What they need is the happiness, goodness, joyful. Those are other need, the feeling of those sentient beings. So, as we are among those sentient beings, if somebody asks to us, do you need the suffering or do you need the happiness? We say, we need the happiness. We don't need the suffering. We have equal feeling. So, with this, what are those? Then we contemplate upon the karma. What are those causes of the happiness? What are those causes of the suffering? After that, supporting each other. Too. In order to generate the bodhicitta, learn about those causes and conditions, and then contemplate about the renunciations, and then karma, tribute dreams, the thinking about the sufferings of the lower realms, then try to free from our future lower realms too. If we created or committed the negative actions, then we will fall down in the lower realms where we should not fall down. So from this very best chant, the best bodhi of the human precious bodhi. So we practice more about the cultivation side from our bodhi, from our speech, from our mind. And beginning of that, there is one subject called the impermanence. And then before that, what we call the guru devotion. So today I would like to a little bit talk about the impermanence. Some students, you know about this subject. The first is that how we recycle in this life. How we recycle in this life. What motivation, what thought. We have the wrong conception and then thought that called the thought of permanence. The thought of permanence. That thought of permanence, we feel that we will not die even next year. We will not. We are thinking that we will not die in the next month. We will next die in the next week. We will not. We will not die in tomorrow and today. We think that we will not die. So with this thinking or the motivations, then what we say that when I'm thinking about that, I won't die today, I won't die tomorrow. And if someone offering me such a beautiful cloth, a beautiful flower, and then some nice things, and some cash and currency of the America, European currency, right? Euro, right? Euro is a little bit more expensive than our currency of the America, too. Dollar is a little bit more than powerful the other country. So someone offering to that, then I desire upon those attachment too. Oh, that's a very good. That's a jewel. I can buy whatever I need from that currency. If I am thirsty, I can drink the fruit juice and so on. If I want to go somewhere, then I can buy the metro ticket, and then one day pass on so on through that currency, and I can survive anywhere. Then I arise the attachment to that currency, and then all the materials where I live, where I use too. And this attachment to the materials, and if someone disturbs to my offering too, if someone disturbs to my offering, if I have one good benefactor, if she offering me, then once time she or he stopped offering me, then I may thought that who disturbed that my offering too. Then someone who disturbed my offering, I arouse the hatred to that other second person.
Sure.
The first person, or what I watch to that person, is a nice person offering me all the time delicious food, clothes, nice, good currency, and I attachment to that person. And second person who disturb an obstacle to my offering, then I thought that, oh, he is a not good person. Then I arouse the hatred to that person. I arise to hatred that person. If that person stop my every offering, then I arise the very worst hatred to that person. Then through this attachment, and then the hatred of my mind or the consciousness, I don't understand the mistake and faults of the attachment. I don't understand the faults and mistakes of the hatred.
所以就是，就念古的超巴的说法，超巴得到了超巴念密也嘛，哈东，反正是，所以就是，反正学堂的念密也嘛，哈东，反正等待学堂留下的学堂了，反正对目标，目标的，你看是，你要莫把心，反正超到了外界了说法，才咋讲？So
from that attachment or hatred, there plus the ignorance, which ignorance upon the mistakes of the hatred and the attachment, and after that, the other the delusions comes, what we call the jealousy to the other persons, pride of self, myself, and then through these, the principle, the negative consciousness and mind through this, and then the other the negative and mental factor arise, such like the shameless too. I lost the shame. If someone offering the $100, then I may think that, oh, how wonderful if he or she will offer me a $150. I lost the shameless. And then after that, I may think that, oh, how wonderful, 500, 1,000. No, never end the desire to. It's like a salt of the ocean too. If you use one cup of the salty water, then you wish to drink another cup of salty water. Then you wish to drink another cup of salty water, and like that, also the desirable drinking, or what we call the wine or whiskey, desirable. When when we go to the supermarket and so on, they carry the six pack of the drinking, right? Six pack, and then it's not enough. It's a party. There's a party today. 12 pack. And then even the more and more pack to drink, like that, true. And it arises the other mental factors, like a loss, the shameless, and then memory, the other negative mental factor comes. And then what happened in the future? Then from the mouth and speak, I may use the bad speaking to the other persons. I may divorce to the other person from my speaking activity, and then physical activity also to the negative activity. After that, what happened before death, what we call the remember those, and when I die, then if I visualize background what I have done in past, then the negative actions, and then imprints upon those. Then so when the death comes, then those the result of the negative mental factor, the result of the negative actions, is that the lower realms. Therefore, Tendasonza, she gombuludu ye hagasunala, Nikiware, Dumengu, Tishin and Rotamje, Gelet and Rotamje, Kiwakundu de Watans. Then the Nagarjuna said that the result or the fruit of the negative actions is the lower realms. If we committed the big negative actions, then we fall down in the lower realms. So if we committed the middling, the negative actions, then we will fall down in the preta or the hungry ghost place. And if we have committed the little negative actions, then we will reborn in the animal realms. So those are the causes of the negative actions. And then in the other hand, the causes of the positive actions are the fortunate being, fortunate state, and so on. Therefore, we should think upon the mistakes and faults of the permanent thinking, permanent thought at the beginning. Therefore, someone who wants into the mind to the Dharma at the beginning, the important, we abandon the thought of permanent. We abandon the thought of permanent, forget about the thought of permanent. That is the thought of permanent is the very bad door or the bad gate into the suffering. So we have to close that door. How we close that door? Close that door of suffering. Then the next step, we have to thinking about the benefits of remembering the impermanence and the death. Therefore, the great scholar, Bodhisattva Shantideva said that I have to let everything. I don't understand that I have ignorance upon it. And then from that I earn many things. The great scholar Shantideva says, one day we have left everything. I have to left everything. When the death comes, I cannot carry anything. If I am a beggar, I cannot take even my stick, which helps to me. If I am a very rich person, I cannot carry my credit card. I cannot my U.S. dollar. If I am a very rich king, I cannot carry my palace, children, friends, everything I cannot carry when the death comes. Therefore, the Shantideva said, "Tamje bodhi chakupan dagi tadar mashini, zadam nisi tundichi, dikbarna barna zoshi." Therefore, I don't understand about this, the subject of the impermanence. I don't understand, ignore upon it, and then I committed many negative actions. When I committed the negative actions, so those negative actions arise the suffering to me in the future. Therefore, that ignorance I attached to my friends, I hatred to the other, what I call the enemy, I create the negative thoughts and the motivations to them, and from that do the negative actions. And different types of negative actions. Because of that, I have the ignorance upon those. I have ignorance upon those the subject of the impermanence, right? The subject of the impermanence. Therefore, the Shantideva said that we think about the permanence, death. Don't try hold and grasping upon the thought of the permanent. If someone who has the thought of the permanent, and then someone who won't die, who won't escape to the Lord of death, then that's not good. So we have to scare to the Lord of the death. We have to scare that one day we will die, and then we have to contemplate after death where we're born. So this is the what we call the subject of the impermanence. And then also I more today focus upon the thought of permanent, which is the which open the door of the suffering. So in the example, if there is a one bed jail, so in the jail there are many sufferings and trouble in the jail. Then nobody should enter that gate of the jail, to prison, because there are a lot of suffering in that jail, to beating, hungry. In the jail, there are many criminal persons in the jail attacking each other. There are a lot of suffering in the jail. No good food, no good clothes. The clothes in the jails are very smell, dirty. And the foods in the jail, not like what we experience in here, is a very odd food, no chest, no good, all food. And then place of the jail, how you have to, this in the example, when we're thinking about the next rebirth of the lower realms, then we need the example. Even in this life, in the jail, how they experience the suffering, so that we can be experience of the next rebirth. If we reborn in the lower realms, then there is a tremendous more suffering than that jail. The very long period in the hell beings, the very long period in the hungry ghosts and the animal living beings. Therefore, we are the sentient beings and the human beings. We should not fall down in that lower realms. Then you may thought that, oh, that's a good subject. And then, however, how more we can understand about the mistakes and faults of the thought of permanence, it supports to enter our mind to the gate of the Dharma. It enter and supports to cultivate the more positive actions, positive karma. And then the positive karma gives a good result. The medicine gives a good result. Like that, positive karma gives us the good result. Then once again, I would like to remember you today, what I taught you, right? Today I taught you about the importance of the bodhicitta too. And then how you we arise the bodhicitta, there are two methods. One we call the causes and result method, which comes from the lineage master of the Arya Asanga and the Maitreya. And another, changing the self cherishings and the cherishings of the others, or the changing the happiness of the self and happiness of the others. This is the other method. So these methods, as I give the process and examples, and also I can I need the biography of the background. So tadanza choje panya adisha ya chi gavala ya chi shung mangbo le jang dangwa mangbo le jang shung wi kebe plus de jumo chi shung ge pe kebe plus de jumo chi ni choje panya adisha ya ani chi zobe sang ge khoba to par che ba la en tap khari tham ba she tap yang da ba khari che si bi zam ba la en choje panya adisha la ya chi lama khoma din de ge menga da ani milam chi le be go ni zobe chen ju sang ge khoba to par che ba la en chen ju wi sen en me do me ro ma yin ba di Cambodia. Therefore, the Guru Atisha learned a lot about the spiritual text, a practice. And after Guru Atisha contemplated that if he wants to attain the complete enlightenment, then what is the real causes of attaining the complete enlightenment? Then through the many the predictions and so on, he understand that the main goal of enlightenment is the bodhicitta. the altruistic intention, the intention, the motivations, benefits to all the sentient beings in order to attain the enlightenment for the benefits of all the sentient beings. That's what we call the bodhicitta. That's a man's cause to attain the supreme enlightenment. Then, when he understands that, then he analyzes where he can receive those instructions. Then he understands that after in the Indonesia, there's a one master called the Master Selimpa. And after that, the Guru Adisha travels across the ocean and travels 12 and 13 months, at least the 13 months, to Indonesia to rely upon the qualified master of the Bodhicitta, the Dharma Kirti, or the Sering Pachyogitapa. Then Guru Adisha received the teaching, the instructions of the Bodhicitta from the Lama Seringpa, not 1 month. Not a 1 year, not a 2 year, a 12 years. He practiced there about the bodhicitta. After he listened to the instructions of the bodhicitta. And then after that he realized the bodhicitta. And then when he came back from the Indonesia, he fulfilled, he received the knowledge what he needs. So we should be also like that sometimes. When we spend the time for the Dharma, when we spend the time for Dharma, at that time we should be focused on what the Master says and try to practice those the instruction. Then the realizations will receive by us. Therefore, it's very also in the by the way. Before that, the thought of renunciation or the Nyajung December contemplate often the suffering of the general samsara, and then before that, the karma and the triple gems, the quality of the triple gems. And then the subject and the topics of the impermanence, then the guru devotion. So the subject of the impermanence, today I cannot well criticize, I cannot well complain about the thought of the permanent like the great master, Gishipotawa. When the Gishipotawa taught the Dharma, then he criticized and he complained about the thought of Dharma very well, and then those students, very lucky disciple, very fortunate disciple rather than you, and they can realize the thought of the permanent, right? When the great master Gishipotawa taught the Dharma, and also the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa. The master said that the first realizations of the Dharma will arise in the place of the Dharma listening, the place where you listen to the Dharma. The first realizations will be born there. The Guru said that in traditions. So, so for me, it's very difficult to say that the first realization will be arise in the place of your teaching place. For me, it's very difficult to say it. Therefore, here the Guru said that when you talk the Dharma, you need to explain. When you talk the Dharma, you need the spiritual situation. When you talk the Dharma, you need the reason. It said to me, and then I said to you. Tendosan zanye kiransola ya, ini shiucho pare. Kiransola ya, ini chi shiusam dekapsula ya, ini di chi peda, ini lungda. Tensi tende sam gugu ya pare. Therefore, I can say to you, someone who listened to the Dharma today, when you're thinking about and contemplate about the one topic and the subject of the Dharma, then you need the example to understand your meaning. You need the reason to establish it, your subject. And you need the quotations or the refers to the other sutra which can establish your meaning and understanding. And also you need the past biography to understand more clear in the past what person have done, the great scholar. I remember here that the great scholar Tsongkhapa taught about the biography of the Guru Atisha. The Guru Atisha, he taught the biography of Guru Atisha, and then Master Tsongkhapa explained that how wonderful his biography is, and then we should be like the biography of the Guru Atisha. Try to be the great master like the Guru Atisha. Then Guru Atisha practiced those three higher training. The Guru Atisha practiced the bodhicitta, realizing the emptiness, and then we also should be trained upon those practices. So today, if somebody asks you what topic is today, today I taught you how to explain the Dharma to with the behavior, and then with this, I taught you a little bit about the thought of the permanence. We should be abandoned. See, we should be forget the thought of permanence, and then be think about the thought of impermanent. However, so thank you so much to listen to the Dharma this morning. And thank you for your pay attention for the Dharma. You want to say something? Yeah. Okay. You want to say something? Do you have something? Yeah.
Kishin Sonam has graciously agreed to continue our Monday night Chen Rizin meditation practice. So tomorrow night we'll start at 7:30. And this is something that Kishin Sultan Delson started many years ago, actually, Monday night practice of Chen Rizin meditation. I was just saying that tomorrow night at 7:30, Geshe Kanchak Sonam has agreed to start the Monday night meditation here. On the Chen Rizin meditation that Geshe Gelson started maybe 10 years ago or so.
Yes. So the yes, yeah, tell. You tell. Yeah.
Announcement for today, we it's not our morning day that we are continuing the Soko Lakshmi Rishe, and that will be on May 16th, 23rd, on a Sunday after teachings at 12:15. Also, there is a special self offering on the 27th. To commemorate Lhasa Rinpoche's 49th day since his passing. This also falls on right in line with Sagadawa, which is the day of the Buddha's parinirvana, birth of enlightenment. So I just want to invite everybody to please join us on that special day. Finally, we have announcement about Nune, which is going to be held this year on the 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st. If you don't know what Nune is the fasting retreat that we try to hold every year. So Friday on the 28th is going to be the introductory session. That's going to start at 7:30. So if you want to find out more about the process, please come on that day. Saturday, the 29th, is the official date of Nune, and that starts at 5:00. So the doors will be open at 4:45, but we try to be prompt, so please come a little bit early if you can. Sunday is the second day of Nunmei, and Monday is the last day, which is a short day. Nunmei normally lasts from 5 in the morning to 5 in the evening, but Monday it'll be from 5:30 to 8:30, so you can have, there's going to be an evening here, so there'll be a special light breakfast for everybody who loves to work. So, you know, basically, Nunmei is on 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, with Friday being an introductory session and Monday being the last day, but it's a short session on that day. And lastly, the University of Irvine is hosting the Don Quixote Monastery special events. There's going to be a temple, creation, dance, chanting, films, and that's going to be held on the 25th to the 27th. So I think there's flyers in the front, so please feel free to grab some if you'd like to get more. Also, please check our website because I know the calendar is regularly updated. You'll find more information on the retreat, the soap, and as well as all these other events. Any questions, please feel free to ask me afterwards.
The dedication, what you have listened, the Dharma, what I taught the Dharma today and in the many past, we dedicate those to remain the very long life of His Holiness Dalai Lama and the other spiritual masters. And may all sentient beings always with the happiness, never full of the sufferings, and who pass in the earthquake and the different types of the problems and trouble, they never have this in the futures. And also all the sentient beings never have the starvations. In short, dedicate that all what you have listened to the Dharma, those are the causes to attain the supreme enlightenment of those all mother sentient beings. With this, we will dedication. Before that, we will recite the Chilati Rinpoche's, the quick written prayer, and then our spiritual master Geshe Gyaltsen's quick written prayer. Okay. First, I read in the Tibetan, and then you please read in the English, the Lhasa Rinpoche quick written. Okay. You have English? The Lhasa Rinpoche first. Okay.
In
English, please. You relax when I read, okay?
Okay, recite in English. Vietnamese.
Nam mô Bổn Sư Phật Chư Bồ Tát. Các ngài thị hiện Bát Nhã Tố Thân, người chân đại đạo bất biến trong lần, chỉ trải từ tâm thân gần phổ hộ, người thánh thị chủ mê đại độ, những đại bi thị khổ mạng người, thần diệt những khổ nhất thời, những nhân ngài và đại hùng vô sánh, đã hoàn toàn xuất phát tánh nơi tâm, theo tạng đế và cốt thủy tiên thân, của đại thừa Như Lai truyền giáo, lấy nước cao lộng vòng pháp bảo, theo hướng phương lan tỏa muôn phương, có thân ngài chống ngờ phẩm hạnh, sau bỗng nhiên nhập cảnh đức chi, ngài từ giết Phật thể ni, hướng muôn hồng pháp làm điều độ sanh, nay ngài hạnh không đành bỏ nguyện, vì muốn đệ tử mà ngài hiện thế, lý viên viên chẳng thể lý vàng, xin mau hóa sân thành ánh đạo vàng, vì đi mãi chẳng bỏ đàn vương vương, xin mau trở lại là đài đạo sư, như kho tàng trước kim cương vô lượng, lời tiên giảng soi đường pháp bảo. Tiếp tâm cơ thiện thảo lộ sanh, xin mau trở lại là đại pháp vương, người dân kim khổ mười phương tám đồng, phá tan núi liền pháp lòng cả kiến, tham đoạn lập xét miếng sống vang, xin mau trở lại như thân đời trước, các ngũ minh kiến thức thiên tham, biện tài vô ngại lý giải pháp âm, học giả khẩu phục hành tâm, biện giả cảm nhận hồi ân nhất lòng, xin mau trở lại là bậc đạo sư, thiên hương phong thái mật trường tận tâm, thánh kiến điện mạng tuyết cần, Ưu Sen hé miệng hương lên pháp đàn, của tông khách ba ý ngọc lời vàng, cho thần lực tam bảo liên yếu, cho thần lực duyên khởi chư ưng, với tánh công bất nhị bất trùng, cho tâm lực trí thành cùng tiếng ngữ, xin cho sở hữu chúng đệ tử được ít thời duyên mãn.
Ok. Ôi dê nhô đô yên đô yên đô lô mô sao dê yên đô yên đô yên đô
Thank you. Enjoy your Mother Day. Some of your friends waiting to you. Okay. Enjoy.